Welcome to the Simple Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Siffring. I'm a business coach and agency owner, and each week I'll be here to share simple, doable steps you can take to build a profitable and sustainable online business. Let's get to it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. All right. So this week, we are going to talk about going slow in business. I was having a recent conversation with a client, and she was feeling like things were going slow, and she was feeling frustrated. And she was looking at people like me and some of my other clients and other coaches that she looks at and admires, and was just commenting about feeling like everyone tells her to go slow, but she feels like nobody that is telling her that actually went slow. Because when you're looking at other people's stories, you don't see the part where it didn't work. You don't see the part before people knew they existed. You see the part once people do know they exist, and you see how quick the growth seems from then after it's already compounded a bit before. Like you don't get to see the things that don't work for the most part about other people's businesses. So it makes sense that our perception of other people is that they don't struggle as much as we do, and that things are easier, and that everything works for them. And that is just obviously not the case. But I wanted to explore with all of you, dive deeper into this idea of slowing down and what that means. And if you have heard that before, what that's all about, how that's relevant to you. And also for any of you who feel like your business is going really slow or slower than you want, this is for you. So potentially, you have heard the phrase or something similar to slow down to speed up. I remember this is one of the things that I heard all the time when I had a network marketing business. So this was, I don't know, over 10 years ago now, 13, 11, something like that, years ago. I would hear this phrase, slow down to speed up. And like that was the thing that you needed to do. That was how you were successful. And thinking about it now, I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, what did they mean by that? And I could not even tell you. So if you are the kind of person who feels that way when you hear things about business and you're like, I don't even know what that means. If you are my client, please tell me so that I can make sure that you understand if I'm telling you something that I think is useful and valuable. I need to know if you don't understand it. But I'm like realizing this now in real time as I'm recording this episode, like, did I really understand what they meant? I don't think so. So that's kind of funny. But here's what I mean when I think about this concept of going slow. And I don't think that that is something that I tell to clients. Like a lot of times my clients actually need to speed up. They need to be like in more action. So I don't know that I'm typically one who tells people to slow down, but this is what I will try to talk to clients about. And this is having a fixation on the end result versus a fixation on the process of creating it. And I think this difference matters a lot in business. I think you have probably all heard that it's about the journey, not about the destination, and you have to enjoy the process and that kind of thing. And this is so true because in business, you're going to have these moments where you achieve a goal and you feel amazing. And it's like, oh my gosh, I finally did it. I can do anything. And this is such a fleeting moment. I remember so many of these moments in my business where it was like, I signed my first client. Oh my gosh, it feels like my world's changed. And then like reality sets in and it's like, oh, well, my first client bought one session from me for $40. Or it's like, oh my gosh, I had my first $1,000 month. And then it's like, okay, well, am I going to make anything next month? Right? Like the reality of this stuff sets in and the excitement starts to fade away from that moment. And what you're left with is the everyday. It is the process of creating it. So I want to challenge all of you and encourage all of you to develop a certain identity that I think is like a winning identity. And you know me, I'm somehow always going to bring basketball into it. Apparently, this is my new identity, is basketball fan. But there is this like phrase or idea amongst the team that I really like about doing it the right way and not skipping steps. This identity that we don't skip steps. And what this is all about is that there is a process. There are like the right things to do, all of the boxes to check, that you always do it that way. You follow the process. You learn the process and then you follow the process and you trust the process. And that is what gets you results, and not trying to skip ahead and cut corners and that kind of thing. Like, this is just like, this is the way to do it. And I think that there's so much power in having this identity when it comes to your business, where you know your process, you don't skip steps, you follow your process, you trust your process, and you create results. And if you have been following me for a long time, if you've worked with me, this may have like an aha moment of like things clicking together, because so many of the things that I teach are really around this idea of not skipping steps and following the process. So in the past, I've talked about the concept of getting a client one by one. Literally every business gets a client one at a time. That's how it works. Even if you're getting lots of clients, it's one at a time. And I think that that's such a powerful way to think about it for all of you who are maybe in earlier stages of your business and you have client spots that you want to fill. You're not getting as many clients as you want to. I think it's so helpful for you to think about getting clients as something that you're doing one by one. And I think for a lot of people, it's easy to get caught up in the fixation of the end result of like, I want to have 20 people or 10 people or whatever your number is. You're so fixated on the 20 that you're not thinking about the one. But the way that you get the 20 is by getting one and then getting one again and again and again until it adds up to your fully booked number. That is the process. So skipping steps would be like fixating on the 20 and being like, how do I get 20? And following the process and not skipping steps would be focusing on the one and getting the one and then the next one and then the next one. And I know that this, I mean, maybe it doesn't to you, but to me, it feels like a very subtle difference between the two of these things. And I think that it is really important for you to investigate, have I been trying to skip steps, or have I been in the process doing the steps, getting the one by one? Because that is literally how you do it. It's not about like, what's the secret big thing that I do to bring in all the people? It's like, no, what's the work of bringing in one? And keep doing that work. And keep bringing in one and then one more, right? You just keep going like that. And this leads you to the microwave popcorn effect, which is something that I have been teaching for years, which is essentially like a way to think about how the compound effect works in your business. How you are putting out value and offers and you're doing it consistently. And for the whole first minute, like in the microwave popcorn analogy, for the whole first minute of cooking that popcorn, there's nothing that happens. Not a single kernel has popped. And this is when you've got to just lean into this not skipping steps identity and following and trusting the process, where it's like, okay, I know the process. I know the steps. I know how to get the one. That's what I'm doing. Even though it seems like it's not working because it's going to take a minute for it to start popping. And then after that first one, it's going to feel like it's not working again. It's going to feel like, oh my gosh, I did all of that work for only one. And what you don't realize is the work that you were doing for the one was also cooking the other kernels in the analogy, right? Like it wasn't like it takes a minute for one kernel and then another minute for another kernel. No, they start coming closer and closer together. Those kernels start popping faster and faster until a lot of them are popping all at the same time because you have the compound effect of all the people that you've been talking to, all the people in your audience, all of the potential referrals out there. All of those relationships are moving towards a decision of working with you. And so the work that you're doing for the one is impacting the next one and the next one and another one 18 months from now. Anytime you're doing that, putting out that value and offers, that is what is happening. So it feels slow earlier in the process, always, literally for everyone. It feels slow earlier on in the process because you are building up to this. It feels like it's not working and it feels like it is always going to be this slow and this little of a result. And this is when most people quit. This is when most people throw in the towel because they think, I've been working so hard and I have nothing to show for it. And then they quit and they lose all of that momentum that has been building towards the result that they want. Think about the idea of doing like one super intense workout versus going for a 20-minute walk every day. Which one a year from now is going to have given you the result that you wanted? It's the walk. Even though the walk is not going to feel like it's very much. It's not going to feel like it's doing anything. You're going to think, oh, this super intense workout, like that's what I should be doing. It's going to feel like it's more effective. But this is about consistency and this is about the compound effect and letting your steps and your process and you following the process compound over time into the result that you want. From you consistently showing up. And the reason that these super intense workout things don't fit into that is that most people are not going to be consistent with a super intense workout. Most people are going to find it hard to keep doing that. And it's the same in your business when you want to have this time where you're like, I'm going to like really show up this week and then I'm going to take 3 weeks off. That doesn't work. So you need to find a way where you can have value and offers consistently building for you and having this microwave popcorn effect. So it is not about going slow. It's about being willing to do the process. It is about being willing to focus on that next one client and following the process to create that next one client instead of being so fixated on the end result that you can't even take action on it today. This also sets you up so well for the future. Because when you do it this way, when you're following the process, when you're doing your steps, guess what happens? You start creating results and you know how you did it. There's no mystery. It's not a fluke. It's like, yeah, of course I created my result because I was following my process. I didn't skip steps. I did it the right way and I did these things and now I will just keep doing them and I will keep creating more results. I know how I did it. And when you know how you did it, then you're able to do more of it. This is why I'm always, if you have ever been coached by me, chances are I've asked you some version of what worked for you in the past. Like, what worked for you to meet new people? What worked for you to make money? What worked for you to build your other business in the past? What worked for you to get the clients you've had so far? We always want to build from that. We always want to build from, what are your steps? What is your process? And knowing how you did it. The other reason that this is so good is that it's sustainable. It's like the intense workout thing that I talked about, right? This small steps following the process kind of thing, this is how you build a business that you can continue to show up for. So many people's problem with the idea of consistency is because they think they have to show up like this super intense workout every single day, instead of looking for what is the 20-minute walk equivalent in my business. What are my steps? What is my process that fits into my actual real life? And when you've heard me talk about unicorn days, this is what I'm talking about. Most of your days are not going to be the unicorn day where everything goes right and you're able to do the super intense workout version of showing up in your business. Most days, you've got time in your business for the 20-minute walk equivalent. You've got a couple of things that you know, these are my things. These are the boxes that I'm checking because I know these are the steps. This is my process. And this is how you do it. It's not like sexy and exciting. But this is the secret, you know, have a simple process that you know works and follow it until you get the result. And keep following it after you get the result to keep getting more of that result. And it is going to grow because of the compound effect. Okay, there may be some questions in your mind now about what are these steps? How do I do this? What is the process? Like, okay, I'm not going to skip the steps, but if somebody could tell me what the steps are, that would be great. If that is you, go to the show notes. I am hosting a free training later this week on Wednesday where I am going to walk you through what the steps are. It's called the Client Formula. We're going to be talking about the process and what to actually do to get clients. To get that one client at a time to get you to your goal. So if you've been listening to this and it's making sense to you and you're liking it, but you're like, I've got some blanks that need to be filled in, register for this free training. It is going to be so helpful for you. So I will see you there and hope that you have an amazing rest of your week. If you loved this episode, I'd appreciate it so much if you rated and reviewed the podcast and shared it with other business owners who you think would like it too. And if you'd like to get more business advice and tips from me, come join me in my free Facebook group, Online Business Building Women.